Just a few verses in the book of John. There's so many things I guess we could say at the end of a time like this, the end of a camp season, the end of a retreat. But I was just drawn to this this thought of abiding. When Brother Tom began that song, "Abide with Me," Jesus told his disciples that they were to abide in him, to remain attached, to remain in union, in fellowship. Our sister Susan mentioned that her desire is this unbroken fellowship with the Lord Jesus. And so these verses in John 15 were very precious to my dad. And so I'm not going to try to be dad this morning because I can't. But it's something that we can ask God to do for us as we go back home, that we would be more that we would live in a closer union or a continuous. Often he would say, you know, you really can't separate the branch from the vine. It has to remain attached. And God is working all the time. We don't always see that. Maybe we don't have faith for that, but God is working all the time. And he'd like to work in us all the time, without intermission. But here it is, I am the vine, or I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. It seems that the Lord knows what's best for us, and life is not always easy. And things come our way that tend to maybe hurt us in the natural and bring sorrow, bring pain. There are disappointments in life. There are struggles that we go through with ourselves, with other people. And if we're yielded to God, if we truly are in his hands, then God is able to take those things that in the natural would seem to hurt us and actually use them for a blessing, where he prunes us, he purges us, it says here. He cuts away things that aren't maybe necessary, things that maybe we thought were important, and yet he sees are really just distractions. Things that hinder his working in our lives. And his desire, his purpose, the husbandman's purpose is that the branch brings forth much fruit. And so he works with us, and he's patient with us, and he cuts with care. You know, me, I take the... we have this rose bush in the garden, and it just grows. I mean, it's almost like a weed. I mean, but it's a rose bush, you know, but it just grows. And so I'd go out there and I just, and I chop it back down. But the Lord's not like that. He prunes with care because he loves us and he desires what's best for us. He desires fruit that will bring glory to his name. He's brought us all different ways. Each one of us does not have the same life experience. And yet each one of us are called to be a branch in the vine, to bear fruit that will glorify the Father. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. How thankful we are for God's word. We've heard that number of times this weekend. Sister Ruth said it. I thank God for this book. Uncle Hans on the tape yesterday said there's only One book. Did you hear that? The Bible. Call it the Bible. And so how thankful we are for this word that God has given to us. Let's learn to truly treasure it, hide it in our hearts, allow it to do its work in us as we read it. As I read, God speaks to me. Oh, may that be our experience. More and more, oh God, speak to me. Make this book alive. It is the living word of God, the living, eternal word of God. May it speak to us. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. God brings us, or wants to bring us, to that place where we truly know that without him we can do nothing. I think that's where Jesus in the Beatitudes said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." I think that has something to do with our understanding that without him we can do nothing, that we need him. I need thee, Jesus, through every moment. I need you to be with me. I need you to be in me. I need to stay attached. I need to remain. I need to abide in the vine moment by moment. Just one thought in closing, and I've probably said it before, and I'll probably say it again. Where is the Holy Spirit in this little picture? We have the Father as the husbandman. You're the branch. Jesus is the vine. Where's the Holy Spirit? It's not a trick question. The sap. Really? That's good. Yes, I like that. That's what I thought. That was the answer I was looking for. There's something that flows from the vine into the branch. There's something that the life of Christ is imparted to us as the branch. That's the only way that we can produce fruit. It says the Spirit of God flows into us. The Spirit of Christ flows into the branch and brings forth fruit. You can cut a branch off and for a little while it'll look good. But eventually it withers. Eventually it dies. We need to remain in unbroken fellowship, in union with Jesus Christ, moment by moment, moment by moment, receiving from him. One of the things Dad would say about that would be, what does the branch say? He says, more sap. More sap. Give me more of you, Jesus. More of your life. More of your life. I need you, Jesus. Oh, fill us, Lord. Fill us. Fill us, Lord, today with the Holy Spirit. Fill us today with the Holy Spirit. Let your life flow into us today and flow through us and bear fruit to the glory of God. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit. And it's a mark of the disciple. So shall ye be my disciples. And so, Lord, we just again ask. Lord, we don't want the blessing to just be a passing thing. We believe that you work for time and for eternity, and the things that you have worked in our hearts in these days, we're expecting you to cause them to last and to grow, and to become more established in our hearts. Oh God, we've heard these things all our lives. Lord, help us to truly live. to live the truth that we find in your word. Lord, we can abide. We can abide in you, and so teach us. Teach us to abide by your grace. Keep us united to Jesus, the true vine. And so, Lord, again, we just pray for those that have already returned home this day, those who are on the road now. I just pray your blessing on our brother Wade. Thank you for his ministry to us in these days. And the words you spoke to us through him. Thank you, Jesus, that your mercies are new every morning. And when we don't understand what's going on around us yet, we can look to you and know that your mercies are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for Sister Ruth and her ministry to us and her ministry to you, her love for you. Thank you, and keep her, Lord, under your precious blood in these days. We thank you that you have kept her in health, and I pray you continue to be her strength. Be with her and Sister Gerda as they travel today. Watch over them. Come to Sister Gerda, Lord. Strengthen her, your servant, Lord. Oh, we thank you for her love for you and her ministry to your people, not only here but in Taiwan and in China. Dear God, thank you for the blessing you've made Sister Gerda. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for Brother Stephen and Sister Ingrid. God, continue your work in them and in the work in the Chinese Christian Church of Maryland. Thank you for Brother and Sister Yu. And oh, Father, 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 work on in these days. Bless our Brother Ben and Sister Kathy, Lord. Jesus, just hold your hand over them now as they travel. May they sense your presence. Yes, Lord.
Happily serves us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Endures the heat of the kitchen. We pray that you will fill his cup to overflow that.
Yes,
the Minerva.
Yes, Lord.
And her mother and father. Come now. Thank you for these living epistles, those who love you and give themselves to do what they can for your kingdom, Jesus.
Lord, that as we go from this place, those of us who are yet to head out, we know, Lord, whether at camp or in our homes or wherever, Lord, we don't have to ask you. You've already promised us that you shall never leave us.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You'll never forsake us. Oh, are so true, Lord. But we can always look to the cross and see your faithfulness. We can see, Lord, that Jesus was forsaken, that we can always know your presence. So help us be more aware, more conscious of your ever-abiding presence with us.
Yes, Lord.
That we be reminded you're not a God in heaven, but you're a personal, intimate God, acquainted with every detail of our lives. And though, as Pastor said, our details vary from person to person, every challenge is maybe different, but you are in the details. You are in every tiny detail. Whatever we walk through, you want to be a part of it. We just need to acknowledge you in the midst of it all. And therein is our strength. Therein is the peace that passeth all understanding. That in the turmoil, we can yet rejoice. We can yet praise you. For we know, Lord, whatever we see, whatever we experience, it's all temporal. We can look to that eternal hope of a day spent with you, Lord, forever and ever. Help us to endure and to persevere.
Yes, Lord.
And to continue this fight of faith. But it's a fight, Lord Jesus, that you have already won.
Yes.
So help us to stand in that victory. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you make it all real.
Yes, Lord.
You make it all real. Help us more and more to get out of your way and allow you to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's take the white book and we'll sing Dwell Deep in God. Number 17. Stand as we sing. Oh, soul, dwell deep in God, there's danger for subtle foes around thee lie. To Satan's wiles, thou art no stranger. Hide in thy secret place, so nigh. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, where grace attending thy trusting heart will stronger grow. The promise sure of joys unending, someday thy raptured soul shall know. Dwell deep in God, O soul, dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, beyond mere feeling, and know the rest. of faith and love. Drink from his heart comfort and healing, the earnest of that life above. Dwell deep in God, also dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Dwell deep in God, and be the ready to tell the story of his grace. Then at his coming, true and steady, in his great temple find a place. Dwell deep in God, oh soul, dwell deep. Dwell in his love, and he will keep. Dwell deep in God, and walk with him, and never shall thy light grow dim. Sister Aletha, pray with us, please.
Our Father, we're so grateful for all you have done this entire camp season.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for the victories that have been
yes,
lost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Children that have given their lives to you, the lives that have been transformed.
Hallelujah.
And we know we can trust you to continue that work through the fall and the winter and the spring.
Yes, Lord.
Work deep in each one of us, Lord. Protect those as they travel today. Keep them safe, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for all you've done. We're so grateful for you and for your love for us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. There are no more announcements. God bless you all. Each one. Camp's closed.